Entrepreneur Weekly interviews the brilliant leaders of today in order to provide a stepping stone of wisdom on the journey to personal business ownership. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, our guest today, his company, one of the best entrepreneurial companies in 2019, according to Entrepreneur Magazine. Yes, this is Entrepreneur Weekly, the magazine's radio show. So I thought, well, heck, we got to talk to this guy. But it's funny, I actually didn't know that when I decided I wanted to talk to Mark Weinstein. He is the founder and CEO of a company called MeWe. MeWe is an uplifting next-gen social network. Are you ready for this? Built on trust, control, and love. Here he is right now, Mark Weinstein. Mark, so tell the world about MeWe, because I've had many people tell me about it, and I just now joined. Thank you. You're a good American for creating this company, MeWe. Tell the world what MeWe is.
Thank you, Alan. Hey, listen, first of all, great to be with you, and thank you so much for joining MeWe. Yeah. We're closing in on 10 million members. Woo-hoo. And here's the deal, everybody. If you're tired of social networking on Facebook and Twitter and Insta and Snap, all those places where you're not the customer, where all they care about are what ads you click on, what videos you click on that are going to sell you something, where they're manipulating your news feed so you're not actually seeing things in timeline order from your friends and you know your interest groups. If you're tired of all that BS when they're trying to manipulate your vote, and when they're interfering with how much time you spend on, they're totally manipulating you. If you're done with that, come to MeWe. MeWe is the social media done right. I'm one of the guys who created social media in the first place, and we've got it. We've got it. It's called MeWe, and we've got it all fixed. We have a privacy bill of rights. There are no ads. There's no targeting. No one can manipulate your mind, your news feed. It's just you, your family, your friends, and the pages and the groups that you decide to connect with, to follow, to be a part of. So come on over to MeWe.
Let me just tell you guys, Mark is world-renowned as a leading privacy expert and one of the visionaries and original inventors of social networking. And he is ranked as one of the top 8 minds in online privacy and was named Privacy by Design Ambassador by the Information and Privacy Commissioner of Ontario, Canada. And he is quoted on MarketWatch and has appeared on PBS, BBC, Fox News, CNN, and all these others. And, of course, Entrepreneur says MeWe, one of the best entrepreneurial companies in 2019. And it's funny because I see my friends, and I have very, I like to think I'm a smart guy and I have smart friends, and they're like sending me these requests, hey, join me on MeWe. And I'm like, what's MeWe? I don't know. So finally, one of my dearest friends of all sent me a request, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to join. And then I started looking up what MeWe was, and this guy, Mark Weinstein, I'm like, I got to have this guy on the show. And then I didn't even know that, of course, Entrepreneur has already done a story on you. So I'm lagging behind our magazine. But now, first of all, who is Mark Weinstein? How did you get into all this to begin with? You've also done a TED Talk. I mean, you're a very, very interesting man, Mark.
Alan, thank you, man. So, but listen, for our listeners, I think you are really interesting, but, I know you're interviewing me today.
I'll take it.
So listen, it starts in the late 90s, which is really when social media starts. A couple of companies, coming around, there's Friendster, and, I'm talking to some very young people. I'm talking to my 10-year-old nephew, and we're talking about, Uncle Marky, wouldn't it be great if we can do this and that, on the web? And it was 10 minutes in the conversation. I looked at my nephew and I said, I'm going to start a company. I'm going to give you 10% of what I have. We're going to do this because, email doesn't really work. It doesn't really communicate very well. We've been so stuck on it for way too long. But, the original vision of social media I built, superfamily.com, superfriends.com, superfamilia.com. We were PC Magazine top 100 company 3 years in a row back in that first, the first wave of social media. We call them community portals. And this is where we really connect, right? We connect We share photos. We share stories. We share videos. We share live chats, disappearing content, you know, GIFs and memes. We create them with our custom cameras. We do so much fun stuff together in social media. And I'm one of the guys who was there at the beginning. There's a few companies right there then. And I built one of the first PC Magazine top 100 companies in the world.
All right. Well, you get my favorite song. You are today my Ferris Bueller from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I'm playing this song from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. We got to take a little commercial break. We're a radio show and a podcast after. But thanks to all the radio stations taking this show, Entrepreneur Weekly. Mark Weinstein joining us, founder and CEO of MeWe. Thank God. Perfect timing. When these social media companies are trying to control our lives and how we think, Mark Weinstein brings out something altogether new. Of course, there's already almost 10 million people signed up. And get this, they expect to have nearly 40 million by the end of this year. Let's help them get there. Let's all be part of MeWe. MeWe.com. And we're going to be back with more Mark Weinstein right after this. Stay with us.
Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
One of the beautiful things about America is our Constitution and our Bill of Rights. One of the beautiful things about what Mark Weinstein has done with MeWe, a new social media site. Well, it's not even new. It's been around, but it's like a really great kept secret, is that he has a privacy Bill of Rights. So, Mark, I'd love to talk about that because I feel very manipulated lately by what's going on. A friend of mine sends me a video the other day. And of course, you know, we're living in a perilous world right now. He sends me a video and it's gone. It's been removed. And I'm like, what is that? How do you remove that? I mean, isn't the social media stuff ours? No, it's not ours. It belongs to them. But it seems to me like with MeWe, you guys have done things a little differently. Maybe you could talk about privacy bill of rights.
Let's talk about, absolutely. Listen, we're the only social network in the world with a privacy bill of rights for members. And here's what that means. Your personal information is yours. You own it. Your content is yours. You never receive targeted third-party ads or targeted third-party content. We think that's creepy.
Yes.
You have full control over your news feed and the order of how posts appear. We don't manipulate, filter, or change the order of your news feeds. Permission and privacy are your rights. You control them. You control who can access your content.
God bless America.
You can
America.
Opt out of our member directory anytime.
I even love that
we
anymore.
We don't tell you personally. Yeah. Which one?
All of them. I'm like, God bless America. That's what, you know, it's like.
Right. Now, listen to this. Listen, Alan. Your face is your business. We do not use facial recognition technology. It's also absurd, right?
Yes.
And we don't sell your personal information. It's, you know, no BS.
I love it.
It really is no BS, and it's everything you love, all the features that you love. Of course, we have stories, and we have disappearing content, and we've got great news feeds for your closest friends in addition to your contacts, and we've got live voice and live video, and we've got, you know, tons of emojis, and we also have custom emojis. I mean, you know, the list goes on and on and on. We've got everything people love. People love our user experience, the UI, the UX. We've got over 150,000 reviews in the stores, so don't take my word for it. Go look on the iPhone. Go look on your Android phone. Go look at the store. Find MeWe. Read the reviews. 4.4 average, 150,000 reviews. People love MeWe.
Wow. So, Mark, what does this most closely mimic? Is it, you know, Facebook? Where would you put this in there?
Listen, we have our sites on Facebook. Facebook is the most popular social network in the world. It's the most screwed up social network in the world. You know, the members are not their customers. Advertisers, marketers, and politicians are their customers.
Right.
And to build a platform takes time. You know, Facebook is not a one trick pony. Facebook's a platform, lots of features. MeWe is a platform. It's not a one trick pony. Lots of features, everything you love and features you can't get anywhere else. Got voice messaging across the platform. We have our dual cameras. No other social network has them. I mean, MeWe is really Fantastic. And again, don't take my word for it. Look at the reviews.
So when Entrepreneur Magazine came to you, one of the best entrepreneurial companies for 2019, I haven't read the article yet. I haven't seen your TEDx talk yet. I'm like, hell yes, I want to interview this guy. Thank you for doing this interview in such short notice. Did they point one thing out as to why you guys got that? That's a big deal. One of the best entrepreneurial companies in America. Big deal.
It's a big deal. And it was really, really sweet that they did this. And so, of course, you know, they interview, you know, I mean, they look at what you're doing. They look at the fact we've done this. We built this in America. You know, that we're an American-based company. We do have employees worldwide. They look at what we've done. They look at how disruptive you are. Remember, you're an entrepreneur, so you're being disruptive. So, you know, you're changing something. You're changing an industry. You're changing the way people see things. We are absolutely disrupting social media, social networking. You know, we're giving it back to the people. We're doing it right. You know, no ads, no targeting, no newsfeed manipulation.
I've got to know, and we're going to take a break. How are you making money if you're not having any ads? But we're going to do that on the other side. Talking to Mark Weinstein. He is the founder and CEO of MeWe, MeWe.com. I just joined. So should you. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
I suggest that you check out MeWe.com. Join like I did. It took for, you know, maybe, I don't know, 45 seconds. Doesn't take long at all. The founder and CEO right now, I would say he's brutally handsome, but that's from Life in the Fast Lane there. I have not met him in person, Mark Weinstein. I do know he's a car guy. As the world knows, I am a car guy. Thank you for being a good American and a car guy, even better. And an American car, muscle car guy, as I know you drive a Dodge Hellcat. I love that. All right. So how do you make money, Mark, if you're not, you know, catering to the advertisers and you're not selling my information through because I have a privacy bill of rights and you're not selling my face and listening to every word I say and Skyping kind of, you know, the information. It's like, how do you make money?
You know, it's the greatest mystification, the greatest perpetration by Facebook, Google, and others is this myth that the only way that they can bring you their services is if they spy on you, target you, and sell you down the river. Think about it. Capitalism is all about serving the customer. So who's Facebook's customer? It's marketers, advertisers, and politicians. Who's MeWe's customer? Our members. So the idea here is this is freemium. So MeWe is free forever, and everything you need to have a great experience on MeWe is free. Everything. Now, then there's upgrades. Let's say you want even more special. There's MeWe Premium. And the freemium model, by the way, only works when people love what's free. Love, love, love what's free. So let's say you want a little bit more. Besides stories and disappearing content and all the great features, let's say you want journals, which is different from our photo albums, which are free. But you want journals. You actually want to organize your stories into what I call these video photo albums because that's, you know, today we're all communicating with video. So you can take your stories, you can sort them, slice them, dice them, organize them into journals. You can get live voice and live video chat. You can get, you know, we bundle 100 gigs of storage because you actually have a cloud on MeWe. It's called My Cloud in your account. We've got so much. You can get custom emojis and custom stickers. We even released a really cool custom sticker pack during this pandemic. It's really a lot of fun. Mm. And so all that's $4.99 a month. So for $5 a month, you can have all this extra stuff on top of your already great experience and just, you know, have a kick-ass time. And people love it because we listen to our members. What do you guys want? What do you want? What do you want? They tell us what they want. If you want a page on MeWe, at Facebook, if you have a page for your followers, well, you reach 2 to 5% of them. And your page is free on Facebook. Does that seem fair? Not to me. No. On MeWe, you reach 100% of your followers. No ads, no interference, no algorithm, you know, tricking your followers to look at something else. You reach your 100% of your followers, you pay us $1.99 a month.
What about different languages? Because
19.
Wow. Okay.
Wow. We're in 19 languages. 60% of our traffic is international, about 30% in Europe, 30% in Asia, 40% in North America. And this is with zero marketing. We haven't spent a dollar on doing any marketing outside of the U.S., nor in the U.S. You know, I've got one great guy who helps me with the media and social media. One person. Everybody else is engineering. The whole idea is, you know, build it beautifully, build it correctly. We're building for our members. If you build it, they will come.
Yeah. And he's already, just so you know, in case you're just joining us, we're talking to Mark Weinstein. He is the founder and CEO of MeWe, which is, I keep calling it a new social media platform, but you're not that new. How long has this been out? Because you've almost got 10 million people already.
So we announced MeWe at South by Southwest in 2016. We immediately won an award, Startup of the Year finalist for Innovative World Technology.
Wow.
And then we kept on engineering. So we didn't turn to marketing. We kept on engineering. We built an enterprise division called MeWe Pro. That's for enterprise collaboration. We built out the revenue platform. You know, we've gone deep and wide. And yeah, now we've been, you know, doubling over the years. And we're really ready to catapult. Everything is ready. And of course, now we have enough people on. So Alan, for example, when you signed up today, if you use our, you know, our connector to see who from your address book is already there, you're going to find your friends.
Right. And I'm going to invite every freaking one of them. And I got 5,000. Okay. So there you go.
That's great. Welcome. Welcome to MeWe.
Yeah. So they're expecting
social
to have
media done right.
Exactly. 40 million by the end of this year. And if that keeps on going, it's going to be insane. And you have a privacy bill of rights here. They're not selling your information. They're not trying to shove things in your face, which I cannot stand. I would pay $5 a month just to not have that. So to be able to get an upgrade and have all kinds of other stuff, it's already good for free. But then if I want to do all these upgrades and things and start to have, I don't know, a little miniature media empire, which I think is brilliant. And we didn't even get into that. You know what? I got to have you stay a little longer. I apologize. It's normally just three segments, but we have not even talked about your TEDx talk, The Rise of Surveillance Capitalism. Can you do another segment or two with me? Please.
Sure. I'd be happy to.
I'm begging.
Absolutely.
All right. Excellent. I'm playing this for you. Steve Winwood, A Higher Love, because I got to tell you, I read it coming in. This is a great song. This, I love when you guys say something to the effect of the network built on trust, control, and love. Who does that? Who does that? It's greed and greed and greed, usually. All right. Hang with us. We're talking with Mark Weinstein, founder and CEO of MeWe. I love this, man. When we come back, we're going to definitely talk about the rise of surveillance capitalism. Mark Weinstein's TEDx talk. This is Entrepreneur Weekly. Be right back.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages. You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
MeWe, a next generation social network built on trust, control, and love. MeWe.com. I'm not doing a commercial for them. They're not paying us anything. They were also considered for 2019 one of the best entrepreneurial companies by Entrepreneur Magazine. We need this. Me needs this. We need this. MeWe.com makes perfect sense to me. Mark Weinstein's a guest for us right now. Mark, you did a TED Talk. Can we just talk about that? I'm interested because the rise of surveillance capitalism. Give us that a little bit.
I just did this talk. I did this talk on March 6th. Luckily, you know, right before the country shut down, I was able to get on the stage. But listen, everybody, surveillance capitalism is what's happening. This is the elephant in every room of our lives. This is the modern day business model in which everything we do, morning, day, and night, is tracked, analyzed, and monetized. Like Google knows when you're pregnant, Facebook knows when you're on your period, and Fitbit knows when you're having sex. And that's all broadcast into this hidden ecosystem of massive data companies that use our data to target and manipulate us, advertisers, social media companies, politicians. Our independent thoughts and our true privacy are becoming relics of the past.
Let me just say, Mark is world-renowned as a leading privacy expert and one of the visionaries of original vendors for social networking. This is not outside of his wheelhouse. This is your wheelhouse. And
absolutely,
that's heavy what you just said. And we used to joke about it with, of course, now that my iPhone, that I put it next to my bed, every now and then I'll say something that sounds like Siri, and Siri will talk to me. The other one, Alexa, they're listening. So what you have to understand is that's that surveillance world that he's talking about. And the other day I said something about buying something. The next thing you know, I'm seeing ads. It's like, who's listening? Who's eavesdropping on my conversations? Social media. Is.
Everybody.
Yeah, right.
Alan, everybody. We have intimate relationships with our devices, and so do our kids. But despite all her charm, Alexa isn't really your friend. Your Amazon Echo, your Google Nest, your Ring doorbell, your Microsoft Xbox, your Samsung Smart TV, your Android phone, these devices are recording and transmitting everything you say and do. And like you just said, you're talking about something you need or a person you haven't seen in a while, and presto, an advertisement or a contact suggestion shows up in your newsfeed. This has gotten too creepy.
So at what point did you decide, I got to do something about this? I mean, where were you? This was obviously you said you announced it in 2016, 4 years ago, and you've already got almost 10 million. You're going to probably have 40 million is what you're projecting here in 2020. Where were you in your mind? Was it fear-based? Like, oh my God, I'm putting a piece of, when I saw Mark Zuckerberg put a piece of tape on his computer, did you notice that? That was like, it was behind, there was a little piece of tape on the camera of Mark Zuckerberg's computer. That tells you something right there. Was it that? What was it? What was the tipping point for you?
So the tipping point is really straightforward. First of all, as, one of the founders, one of the people who invented this whole, great paradigm that we all love, I watched Facebook, and the inflection moment's very simple. Mark Zuckerberg does an interview, and he said, and I think he did it for The Guardian, whoever he did it for, a video interview, and he says, privacy is a social norm of the past. And my jaw dropped. And I'm like, are you freaking kidding me?
Wow.
This is not what we invented social media for. And of course, he was heavy into his data surveillance capitalism model. And he was saying, okay, sorry guys, game over. Everything you do is mine. And I'm like, no frickin' way. So I changed my life.
Wow.
I moved back to California. I started a new company. I liquidated my retirement account. I didn't take a salary for 4 years. And, we started, we didn't close our first financing. So we closed our first financing in 2013, a small amount of money. And I put all my money into it. Because this is something we have to fix.
God bless you for doing that, because you are saving. You're the lifeboat right now. You burned, in other words, they dropped you off at the island and you burned the boats, because the only way out for you is to survive and to win this battle of social media privacy. And you're giving it back to us. You are our lifeboat out of this totally controlled world. And thank you, Mark. Thank you. I love it.
Alan, the inventor of the World Wide Web, Sir Tim Berners-Lee, is one of our advisors. He's a MeWe advisor.
Wow.
He recognizes, and I think he has a great op-ed today in some publication worldwide, but he recognizes the issue, and it's in The Guardian today. Anyway, there's a lot of great people with us. The founder of Conscious Capitalism, Raj Sisodia,
is
on our advisory board.
Yeah. It's great. All right, let me take a break. Hold on. Hold on. I got to take another break. We're going to do the whole hour with you. That's all there is to it. It's two more short segments. Did you tell me Al Gore is on your advisory board? He's the one that invented the internet. Come on, Mark. Mark Weinstein joining us, founder and CEO of MeWe.com. Oh, God. I wish I could take some calls, but I got too many questions of my own self. This is Entrepreneur Weekly. Don't forget, pick up our magazine. Entrepreneur Magazine at newsstands everywhere, and go to our website, entrepreneur.com. This is Entrepreneur Weekly. We'll be right back. You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. I'm Alan Taylor. special guest today, a maverick, a man of courage, I'll say. His name is Mark Weinstein, founder and CEO of an awesome, brand new, well, not too new, but pretty new, social media network built on trust, control, and love. A purpose-driven company. I love this. I'm going to slowly merge my world away from the others to where I have control of what is happening in my social media network. That's what you need to do too. Mark, thanks for being with us. I appreciate you spending the whole hour with us. MeWe, a force of good in this world. This has got to be part of what drives you as an entrepreneur. What you've told us so far is you burn the boats. You're like, I'm putting it all in. I'm 100% all in. You've taken risks. This is what an entrepreneur does. You go for it with all of your heart and your soul and your mind. Thank you for being that kind of a man. And thank you for this network that I think is going to just be unbelievable as we continue to move on through this perilous world that we're in.
Thanks, Alan. Listen, a force for good in the world, everybody. And, you know, for all your entrepreneurs, it's like, you know, you all know when you find something that you want to do, you know, you grab a hold of it and it grabs a hold of you. And when I saw Mark Zuckerberg say privacy is a social norm in the past, that was that moment.
Scary.
I mean, jaws do literally drop. My jaw, my mouth open. I could not close my mouth. My jaw was just hanging down. Like, did he really say that? Are you kidding me? Are you freaking kidding me? That can't be. Democracy. We were taught in the schools from the time we were kids. Democracy, everything that we base our Constitution on is based on privacy and freedom. And Zuckerberg is saying no more privacy. And you know what? If there's no more privacy, then there's no more freedom. So, it's interesting.
Let me just ask, because you said something and I was like, man, you kind of got me in the heart as an entrepreneur. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I've done this too many times. Literally, to where I put everything in and sometimes it doesn't work. And by the grace of God, I have to say, as a God-fearing, loving man, by the grace of God, I somehow make it out and then it starts working. And then I go, okay, I got to pivot because, you know, there was flaws in my ideas. And, you know, I have to look at my character and what was it greed that was driving me, or was it the need to have the freedom that we have in America? And I think that's like what I'm hearing in you is that you, when you heard that, you're like, no, not while I draw breath. Will that be a thing of the past? The freedoms of privacy, you know, and you kind of scared me a little bit when you said something there earlier about, you know, your phone and social media and the way it's connected to us in a very intimate way knows when women are on their period. And they know when you talk about sexual things, all of a sudden these things start being fed to you like a concierge. And it's like, no, I don't want that. But it knows because it's almost like a subconscious, a substitute consciousness. When something else of this world is listening to what's going on in your mind and coming out of your mouth in private settings. So a force of good in this world, MeWe, you know, removing those demons, I guess you might say. It's pretty deep stuff here we're talking about.
It is. And, you know, really, listen, we're just talking about social media, right? We're just talking
exactly.
about social networking and building a social network platform that respects you, gives you trust, control, love, respects your mental health. So we don't hire psychologists to, you know, analyze what you're doing and manipulate you, which Facebook does, by the way. They employ, you know, hundreds and hundreds of psychologists. Positive connections. That's what, you know, social media is all about, being positively connected with friends and family, common interests, digital privacy, valuing your time. So we're not trying to, you know, serve you crazy content that we decide to serve you because it's going to keep you on the platform more. And of course, no election interference. You know, election meddlers can't target members or boost any content to anyone, nor can anybody on MeWe. So we completely solve the problem. And, you know, we're just talking about social networking, but somehow it's become a really big thing.
Yeah.
And this is really important.
Well, it's psychological warfare, what's going on in the world. I saw Ted Cruz talk to somebody that was a psychologist of some sort. You may even know what I'm talking about. When he was talking about all of the psychology and all of the manipulation, you just spoke about it a little bit in the voting for the presidency, which we have coming up this year. And so I feel like this platform may be very important, no matter whether you're a Democrat or a Republican or who you're voting for. that instead of using one that can be manipulated to one that is pure, one that is, dare I say, innocent, that is just has the ability for people to say what they want to say. That's why, you know, this social media platform, MeWe, I believe is a very, very important thing to our world today, because our world is so controlled, and I don't like being controlled. I'm an entrepreneur.
And Alan, it's common sense. You know, I mean, so really talking about everybody is just common sense. Capitalism was really based on delight your customer. MeWe is completely based on delight your customer, our members. Facebook's customer, our advertisers, marketers, and politicians. The other companies, you know, the social, big social media companies are all using algorithms to manipulate, to target, to boost controversial content because that gets them higher engagement with you. We don't have any of that BS. And we actually do say, you know, no BS, social media done right. So, you know, really, we've got to demand the freedom to be our authentic selves without being spied on, targeted, or manipulated. Mm. And our private lives belong to us, and our data is not for sale. Our emotions should not be for sale. Our relationships, our political preferences, our religious beliefs, our sexual orientations, our health records, our finances, our free expression. You know, we've got to take a stand. We are not for sale.
I love it, man. I absolutely love it. In 1 minute before we take a break, and then I'm going to ask you to put on your entrepreneur professor hat and teach a little entrepreneurship, since you were one of the best entrepreneurial companies of 2019 for Entrepreneur Magazine. Can you give me 30 seconds or so on the culture at MeWe? What's it like there?
It's very simple. First of all, we're a small team. There's about 40 of us total. Everybody knows in the company, you know, we have very straightforward rules. Our culture is really simple. Here's rule number one. Everybody is a leader. So it doesn't matter what your position is, what you're doing, everybody is a leader. Rule number two is that we argue. We encourage arguing. We don't sweep anything under the rug. We call it no artificial harmony. It's very important. So we don't pretend something's okay if it's not. We communicate together and we encourage arguing. You know, stand for your point. Rule number three, when we make a decision, we all support it. No, I told you so's. Rule number four, anybody can bring anybody else a cup of coffee or change a roll of toilet paper. There's no arrogance.
I love it. I love it. All right, we got to take a break. I love it.
That's our culture.
That's beautiful. Everyone is a leader. It doesn't matter what color you are. It just means we are all created equal. I love it, man. MeWe.com. Mark Weinstein with us, founder and CEO. He's going to be the professor when we come back. Teach entrepreneurialism. We'll be right back. The work you do matters, no matter where you do it. WebEx provides simple and reliable video communication tools that let you and your team connect and collaborate anywhere. And when it's time to get down to business, security matters, because you don't need strangers bombing your meetings or your data being sold to the highest bidder. That's why everyone from heads of states to governments, schools, hospitals, and the world's most trusted brands all rely on WebEx. Get simple, reliable, secure video conferencing. Get it free at WebEx.com.
You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Entrepreneur Magazine says MeWe, one of the best entrepreneurial companies in 2019. Our professor today, the founder and CEO, Mark Weinstein, MeWe is a force for good in the world. I love that. MeWe is uplifting. It's a next generation social network built on trust, control, and love. I love that. I love where this company comes from. And that to me is equally as important as loving your platform. I love the people that put it together and what they stand for. And that starts with you, Mark. You're the professor. People want to know about becoming an entrepreneur. No better person to teach that than you. The floor is yours.
You know, that's a big floor. Those are big shoes. You know, being an entrepreneur is very straightforward in certain ways. You know, there's something that nags at you that you want to do and you can't help yourself, you just make the choice and you go for it. Now, there's a couple of rules of entrepreneuring, at least for me, the hard knock rules. If you're going to go for it, then you just can't listen to people that give you all the reasons why it's not going to work, because you can always make up those reasons yourself. remember, you know, being an entrepreneur means you're going against the grain. You're disrupting something. You see a vision. You see it in your mind. If you believe, if you truly believe, and every day when I wake up for the past several years, and when I decided to do this, and I gave up, you know, a cushy lifestyle, and I liquidated my retirement account, didn't take a salary, you know, really wiped the slate clean. But I believed every day. And I had to convince, at first, I wasn't married, so it was much easier. Remember, if you're an entrepreneur and you're not married, that's a very good place to start, because it will consume you, and you need to allow it to consume you. You need to be on it, all over it, in every possible way. And then you're going to hit those places where you run out of money, where people question what you're doing and why, where, you know, you get, you know, no agreement about what you're doing. And as long as you believe, this is the key, as long as you believe, then keep going. If you start looking, or market conditions have changed, or you can't pivot, and the market, the opportunity you saw is changing, if you can't pivot, if you no longer believe, then you want to reevaluate if you can't pivot. If you pivot, remember, pivoting is everything. What do they say? 90% of the successful businesses in the world started with a different idea. So make sure you can pivot. You've got to be able to do the dance, and you got to move quickly. And, you know, you're going to run out of money, and you're going to, you know, have some friends that say, this is crazy. But if you believe and you keep the course, even when it's completely outrageous and unreasonable to stay the course, and you stay the course, magic will happen. Magic will happen. But this is what it takes.
I love that, man. I was thinking to myself, I should play the song on the way out, I Believe. And I thought, no, I got a good one teed up for you. I love that. All right, here's one of my questions for you. We've got about 2 minutes. What is the biggest mistake you've made so far with this that you look back and go, oh my God, this almost cost me? And how did you recover from that?
Well, I haven't been asked that one in really, you know, it's a standard sort of interview question that I haven't prepared for.
That's good.
Yeah, for sure. I'm just trying to think of, you know, early on, because this is my second round here, right? Because I'm one of the early guys.
Right.
Yeah. So here's a massive, massive piece. In the first wave of social networking, you're supposed to raise millions of dollars, which we did, and then you're supposed to spend it on marketing, which we did. And that's what your investors expected you to do, and those were the rules of the game. And then, lo and behold, everybody ran out of money.
Exactly.
So the key here is, this time, I got 40 people. I've got one guy on marketing, and we're already closing in on 10 million members. You know, there's something called the acquisition cost, you know, buying a member. We don't buy our members.
Right.
We build for our members. We make our site great for our members. We treat our members, you know, like the great customers that they are. We do everything for them, and then they show up. Now, as we raise larger capital, we will start to let people know we want MeWe to become a household name. Don't blow your money too soon. Don't launch too soon. We watch a social network called Elo. So watch. Don't jump and launch your company too soon unless you can handle the growth. There was a social network called Elo, and we watched them go live in 2015. We were about to go live ourselves, and they got 21 million members overnight. They couldn't handle it. They, you know, they ruined their brand. Their servers crashed. They ruined their brand.
I love it.
Go live when you're ready. If you build it right, they will come. It's really, the Apple has done a really nice job at this. Make sure your product is great.
That's it. You have a great product, a great company, and a great spirit. Thank you for that, Mark. You're a good American.
Thank you, Alan. Yeah, we have a great country, and we, you know, we've got to show the world the way through this and the way to respect democracy, privacy, and, you know, this, you know, the right to freedom of speech.
I love it. Mark Weinstein, founder and CEO, MeWe.com. I joined. Join me there. Thank you, Mark. We'll see you next week. This is Entrepreneur Weekly.
This program is copyrighted by Entrepreneur Media Incorporated.